My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You feel good after the brownie?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I was worried that consuming that so early in the morning would put me down and out. It is not.
Real quick, Twitter reaction is brought to you by Schaubin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Then I'm going to get to Aditi. Curl Jam on Twitter. Paul Dolan has not done the best he could. Come on, Ken, stop defending the indefensible. DiBiasio does deserve a championship, though. Out of that, I say, yeah, just wait until the next owner officially takes over the Guardians and runs the team like an organization, or runs the team like a business, like they do in every other market. The only other market where it's been a little bit different, Detroit's a bigger city than it's given credit for, was sadly when Mike Ilitch was on the deathbed. So that's a morbid thing to think about, but it's the truth. Like the day that David Blitzer takes over, I'm sure there will be a lot of people, hooray, yeah, and I'm going to go, yeah, he's gonna run it like a business. And they will hopefully they'll operate the same. That would be a good thing. Aditi Kekabwala joins us right now. She's one of the best in the business. CBS Sports. Hello, Aditi.
Good morning. What kind of brownies exactly are you consuming?
We thought they might be pot brownies. We thought they might be LSD brownies. We didn't know. Mitch made brownies. They were pretty good.
Well, how do you know that there wasn't a foreign substance of some sort in them?
I had them at 6 o'clock, and nothing has happened to me since, so I imagine there was nothing in them that would be changing my rods and cones here.
That shows a lot of trust in Mitch, doesn't it?
Apparently. Yeah, I mean, I was willing to mix it up for the show, see how fun we could get. I mean, if I was on an LSD trip right now, I mean, that'd be a pretty entertaining radio show. Aditi Kekabwala joining us here on the show.
Not that you know anything about that, right? Aren't you supposed to offer this disclaimer?
Honestly, of all the things that I have done, I never did that. And then I saw the episode of Mad Men where Roger Sterling did it. I go, you know what? Maybe after the boys graduate high school, maybe Liz and I can go on a trip.
Yeah, not me. I don't get that. I don't even get, like, the Aaron Rodgers Costa Rica in a dark cabin thing. I like control.
Well, that's supposed to make you sick. Isn't ayahuasca supposed to make you gag? Like, I don't know if that's really good stuff.
But are you really aware that you're gagging if you're on a trip while you're gagging?
That I don't know. The closest thing I've ever had to it was Homer Simpson and Johnny Cash and the Guatemalan insanity peppers. Anyway, Aditi, people think it's pure insanity that Deshaun Watson would be upset with what's being said about him. Jason Lloyd has caused quite a stir. And I respect Jason and I like Jason, but he had an article in the Athletic yesterday that came out that said, you know, he's playing the victim, Deshaun Watson is, this, that, and the other. Lyman and I took his comments, Deshaun's comments on Friday, differently. I think he was kind of responding to the criticisms he's had recently as a quarterback, where a lot of the power rankings by the media brethren have him near the bottom of the list.
Okay, well, you know, one of the most common sayings in football is that a key ability is availability. Mm-hmm. And Deshaun Watson just hasn't played a lot of games in the last few years. And he has not been available 2 years ago because of the suspension and last year because of the variety of injuries. So I didn't quite take it as that. I think the word BS, I don't even know if you're allowed to actually say that on the radio.
You're
you
okay. Go ahead.
I don't think you're allowed to.
Well, let's not make
a
big show.
You can say the initials, but you can't actually say the word that was said, can
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but if you keep doing it, I'm going to have to dump somebody, and I don't want to do that.
There you go.
I don't want to do that.
In any case, I think the phrasing that way is what turned people off to some degree.
I think it turned off media members to some degree. I do. And that's okay. I mean, I'm allowed to disagree with my media brethren on that. Like, I was just not affected that he cussed.
No. It's because the general feeling is that the last few years, the things that he has dealt with that have been the biggest cloud over his head or the biggest weight on his shoulder or whatever you want to call it, is not that somebody's ranking him or what his power ranking is as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any athlete worth his salt shouldn't care what anybody like that says anyway. You go out on the field and you prove it on the field. That's what matters. It's what your GM and your teammates and your head coach think of you, not what some outside bloggers think of you or outside reporters think of you. So when he is referencing BS, it is very natural to think, okay, are these all these other very, very significant things that he has dealt with? And then terming those things, significant being, or dealt with as in the way that he's phrasing it, the accusations, the charges, the lawsuits, the suspension, the censuring by the league, all of that, is he phrasing all of that as BS?
Yeah, Aditi, one of the things that we really wanted to try to explore, which I get it, it's really hard. We're speculating. We don't know. I can only look at body language. I can only look at, you know, how comfortable somebody looks when they're talking to, say, the media. And then when their play falls off, is confidence. And I just don't think he's the same confident guy with the same swagger that he was in Houston. So
well,
that is
not. He hasn't played and he hasn't won.
So,
you know, the first time we thought we were going to see, okay, this is the Deshaun Watson that got all this guaranteed money. This is the Deshaun Watson that's supposed to be one of the top five most talented quarterbacks in the league, was that Baltimore Ravens game, and then that was it. He had to shut it down after that. Mm-hmm. You know, confidence comes from your internal belief in yourself, but in athletics, confidence also comes from performance. And confidence also comes from results. And he hasn't had those results, and he hasn't had that performance in a fair bit of time. So I think it's very valid to say, okay, where is that confidence? Do you not?
No,
you guys are like saying, like, isn't that fair?
Well, I thought Tone was going to take it away with the questions.
No, I mean,
but isn't that fair? Isn't that fair, Lima?
Like, yeah, it's absolutely fair. But the problem is that we're all dealing with is we traded away a quarterback that almost never really lacked confidence and now has gone to another place, and they're talking about how he's a changed, how he's a matured player who finally found a perfect situation in Tampa. He won a playoff game last year. And the guy that we traded everything for and we gave all the money to, and he kind of has a hold over this position. There's certainly no competition for Deshaun Watson. He looks like he's dealing with confidence issues, and that's tough for fans to stomach right now.
Well, this is the same thing, guys, that we've been talking about for a few years, ever since Deshaun Watson was signed. Success is going to take care of all of these things. Success is going to take care of whatever he feels the BS is. Success is going to take care of the narratives that dog him. Success is going to take care of the confidence issues. We've seen it over and over and over again in the game of football, whether it's right or wrong. Winning cures a lot of ills. And so you can do a lot of things on the practice field right now and hope that that gives you some confidence. But until you do it week one against the Cowboys, it's really not going to count for much. And these things can turn on a dime too. You know, it's funny. So my crew this year, week two, we already know we have the Steelers at the Broncos. And the interesting sidelight to that is that the Steelers' new quarterback is Russell Wilson, who, of course, as you know, was with the Broncos last year, and he and Sean Payton were supposed to have revived things. Last year, my crew had Washington at the Broncos week two. And I literally was reading my notes from our production meetings, what Sean Payton said about Russell Wilson, what Russell Wilson said about Sean Payton, how Russell Wilson told us, literally week two last year, he told us that Sean Payton had breathed new life into him just because of the faith and belief that he'd had in him. Sean Payton was talking about how much he loved Russell Wilson, how this guy had had a pound of flesh taken out of him and he'd handled it fantastic, that he would have never taken this job if he didn't feel that he had a quarterback in place. He was as bullish as could be. We all know what happened to that relationship. My point in saying all of this is that week two, it was still talk. It was talk. So whatever we're doing right now, it's talk. Mm-hmm. It's just talk. Let's get out there and play some games, and then we actually can see what is this going to be. To sit here and question Deshaun Watson's confidence at this point, well, this is the time to talk. This isn't real football yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to come until the games come. So you have to sort of, I hate to say lower the bar, but you have to think about what your benchmarks are. Does it look like he's got this new offense down? Does it look like he's operating smoothly? Does it look like he's operating that huddle with confidence? Is that pretty deep ball just as pretty as it's always been? Are those rhythm and timing passes a little bit better, a little bit sharper than they were a year ago?
Well,
how is the line working around him? How are his teammates responding to him? Is there any change in the relationship after all of those weeks with the veteran who has a completely different personality in Joe Flacco? Meaning, coming both ways. Did the other players take something from Flacco that they're bringing to Watson? Was there something Watson observed from the sideline in the way that operation worked that he's bringing to the field? These are the things that you think about during camp, not does he have his swagger. We're not going to know if he has his swagger until a month into the season.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, but Aditi, couldn't you make the argument that confidence for some of these guys, it holds them back when they don't have it? So it's a chicken or the egg thing. But if you're coming into a season and there's any self-doubt, and again, I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
That's fair, right? Like, this is one of my all-time favorite lines. It's Deion Sanders' line, and I use it every single day to myself on Sundays. Look good, feel good, play good. If I feel good, I know that I'm playing good. Like, great, I get it. And you fake it till you make it. All of those things. I buy it. I get it. But I don't know why we are... I'll be perfectly honest. I'll see Deshaun next week for the first time before the Packers game. I'll have the Browns for the Packers game, then I'll have them for the Vikings game, then I'll go out to Seattle with them. I can give you a much better answer 3 weeks from now, a month from now, after I've actually had some time with Deshaun. I don't feel comfortable right now sitting here and saying he does or he does not lack confidence. I haven't spent any time with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. Okay? Well, and like, so to me, this is all talk right now, and I don't even know why we're already ascribing, unless we've seen something where we're like, gosh, this guy is lost, or gosh, this guy is doubting himself, or man, I don't like the way he's talking about himself and his ability and his opportunities. Then otherwise, we're just sort of, I don't know, it feels a little bit like we're speculating, or that we're assigning a value, assigning a trait, assigning a feeling that doesn't exist.
We have to, because the other alternative is that he's just not as good as he used to be, or his mechanics stink and he can't repair them and they've tried for 2 years. Like,
I don't understand. You're saying this after one padded practice?
No, we're saying it after two years of watching him play football and be a shred of what he was when he was in Houston, and he was one of the best QBs, young QBs in football.
I mean, I don't disagree. I don't disagree. But again, I don't think that we've had this huge sample size the last 2 years either.
No.
Look, by the time we saw him 2 years ago, he'd been sitting for how long? I mean, he'd been out of the game for a very, very, very long time. He'd sat for those 11 weeks during the season, those 11 games, 12 weeks, whatever it ended up being. That's a long time. And then last year, he was never healthy. And again, I'm not making excuses. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that. Am I allowed to say that? I'm just saying. I mean, maybe he doesn't have it. But I don't think that we've seen that he definitively doesn't have it. I don't think we've seen that he definitively does still have it. there's still so many question marks. But I think right now you've got a full camp. You've got a guy that says he's completely healthy. You have a new offense that is tailored, that is ostensibly tailored and suited to you more. There's no excuses. So let's see. Again, this is why you don't win Super Bowls in August. You know, like, you have to let some of these things play out.
Aditi Kangabwala joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Okay, so do you think it was a good idea for Kevin Stefanski to hold on to play calling?
I think that Kevin Stefanski feels very, very strongly about his ability to call plays and how good he is at it. And he's the head coach, and that is his prerogative. And he feels strongly about it. And I think that that matters. I really do. And I know that the last few years I'm on the record having said, you know, maybe Kevin Stefanski needs to let AVP call the plays and be more of a CEO head coach. Then, you know, he brought Jim Schwartz in and he felt like he got to kind of step back and not really worry about the defense and focus a little bit more on the offense. I think he did a lot of brilliant things last year, and I think it's fair. And again, remember, I mean, again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any way, but Ken Dorsey is still new here, right? Yeah. And Ken Dorsey is not coming off the greatest success with the Bills in this last year, and things can change. You know, a few years ago, Nick Sirianni had the play calling, and a few weeks into the season, he gave it up to Shane Steichen. And it doesn't mean that that's not a possibility down the line. Maybe the way the operation is going, maybe the way that Ken Dorsey fits in, maybe the way, you know, things can always change. It's not as if just because Kevin Stefanski says, okay, I'm going to call the plays right now, that's that the rest of the way. But I don't have a problem with that. I think that he is the most accomplished and successful play caller on that coaching staff right now, so why not?
Aditi, I got two non-Browns questions before I let you go, okay? Real quick. One, should Mike Vrabel consider offers if coaches get fired mid-season? Not with Cleveland. I'm not saying with Cleveland. He's only a consultant here. He won't be spending all of his time here. And he's going to be a name that's talked about. Say, like, Mark McCarthy somehow gets dumped in the middle of the season. Should he accept that job in the middle of the season? Should he think about it?
Of course he should think about it, but I don't think he should be closed to accepting a job in the middle of the season. I mean, we rarely see it. When was the last time we saw a new head coach hired? Isn't it usually an interim head coach to finish out a season?
Yes.
Yeah, so the chances of that, but of course he should, and I've already said this a million times. I think Mike Vrabel is one of the smartest, soundest, best coaches in the NFL. It blew me away that he didn't have a job. It still blows me away. And in fact, I'm talking to the Pitt football team today, and he is coming up in what I am talking to the Pitt football team about. I think that the Browns should take advantage of all the time that they have with him. And if it's a whole season, it's a whole season. If it's not a whole season, then whatever. But also, hey, P.S., kudos to Kevin Stefanski. He knows Mike Vrabel is going to be a head coach next year. Mm-hmm. But instead of being all paranoid, instead of saying, oh my gosh, I don't want him to have an inside look at my operation and how we do things, he says, I'm going to take advantage of any bright mind I can get my hands on.
30 seconds. Tua Tagovailoa or Jordan Love, which contract has the better chance to bust? 30 seconds. No.
Oh, I can't. I mean,
oh, come on. I'm going to say Tua. See, I'll help you.
Well, I don't want to call anybody a bust. I like Tua a lot.
Who's going to fail miserably?
With Mike McDaniel.
Who's going to bring shame on their families?
What?
It's gonna bring,
what'd you say?
Who's going to fail miserably and bring shame on their families?
Yeah, I'm not answering my question. Guys, how long have you known me?
Come
you
on,
really
Aditi.
Think that that's my style?
No, come but on. I got to ask you.
She's got to talk
on.
To these guys,
okay,
Ken.
And I can choose not to answer. That's the wrong way to phrase things. Come on.
What do you mean? It's a big contract. Which one would have a better chance to bust?
I don't think either of them.
Oh, that's no fun.
I think they're both driven young men who work very hard and are paired with head coaches and offensive minds that are going to bring the best out of them.
Yeah, I think Tua's going to suck up the room.
Yeah, I don't. So there. How long do we have to come back to this?
One
and
to
see
one.
Who is right?
You cancel me out because you're more powerful.
1 year.
You get three games.
That's okay. Yeah, you get a quarter. All right.
That's it? Four games? That's all you're giving me?
I don't even give it that. I give you a half of the first game. Aditi, we thank you very much for the time. We look forward to talking to you again very, very soon.
All right. You say that all the time, and then a year goes by. But okay.
That's Bolsheviks, and you know that.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye. Aditi Kikabwala on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
She got to the heart of, I think, the debate that we might not even know we've been having, which is, we're all sitting here today, we're talking confidence. Why am I talking confidence? She just got to it. She's like, well, you're speculating. You don't know that his confidence is shattered. And I realize
I got no choice to.
I realize I don't want it to be an alternative. I don't want it to be anything else. I don't want it to be that his shoulder's messed up for good. Oh, I don't want it to be true. That he's lost his ability to read defenses or have an innate.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Because a confidence issue is something you think you could help.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's not ideal either, that's way better than any of the alternatives, which is he just doesn't see it anymore. He can't feel the pressure in the pocket. He can't read the defenses. He can't process. His mechanics are shattered.
That's why
the Browns have been unable to fix it.
That's why I think it's been more of a confidence issue. How do you just lose that? How do you lose being able to sense pressure? How do you be able to do that? Or if it's not a confidence issue, or if it's a building confidence issue, which is something I can fix, okay, then it was all the shoulder, and then he's going to be fine this year. Okay, well, I can't just accept that, or excuse me, I can't just shout that into the wind over the next month and hope that it turns out in September. I can't do that. That's why, man, maybe even at times against my better judgment, I want him to play. But do I advocate for it on the radio with all you fine folks out there just because I'm curious and I want to feel better? Would you feel better to see Deshaun Watson play in the preseason? Like, say Deshaun Watson played he played a quarter of the preseason. And in that quarter, he was 4-6
Yep.
For 51 yards. Yeah, throw a touchdown. Threw a touchdown pass. Roll out to the corner. Found a tight end. Touchdown. Browns up 7-0 against the Packers. And then he never played in the preseason again. Would you feel better? I sure as hell would.
I would too.
I sure as hell would.
I would too.
I would come in here and I would
It's so silly, but
I know
yes.
me. You guys know me. You guys all know who I am. And you guys would know I would come in. Lyman, you know, it's not a playbook. It's just how I am emotionally. I would come in and go, I don't know if this is all fixed, but I feel it's all fixed. And you would go, Kenny, he was playing against a base defense. And I go, I know he's playing against a base defense, but he's coming off a major shoulder injury, one that only baseball players really have. I do think that it's affected his confidence over the last couple of years, that he's had to do his season in fits and spurts and things like that. And I think that I can build off of this, especially because I have Ken Dorsey as part of this offense. And you would say, well, we'll see in the regular season. I go, yeah, but I can only go based on what I saw, and what I saw was pretty good. That's the only thing I could say. So I would know he's going up against base defense, but I'm not gonna get loud over it. It's not what I'm going to do. I want something. I've seen the passes in practice. I've seen the video of a deep ball, thing like that. I just want something to make me feel just a little bit more confident that this is going to be all right before Dallas, before week one. It could be, and by the way, it could be anybody. It's just there's so much pressure on week one because of what's around it, because who's broadcasting the game, for crying out loud? So I just want one little thing. Does that mean I put him in harm's way? No. I know that. That'd be stupid and foolhardy of me. But if they were like, hey, we're going to, Deshaun wants to play a quarter, we're going to play him a quarter. Oh my God, I'd be very excited. I'd be very excited.
And no RPOs.
See, don't get addicted to that sort of thing. Now, I don't know if that's actually true. Michael Lombardi says a lot of things. I mean, if we're up to Mike, he has the I talk about him like I know him and he cares. If we're up to Michael Lombardi, he has every answer that's ever been to professional football. He hosts a podcast instead of being in professional football. His book was entertaining. He does entertain me, and he does make good points, but it's more based on the entertainment for me. But there was the thing of, are RPOs really starting to fade away? Are defenses starting to figure out RPOs and we're running them less? Let me get to Eddie in Westlake. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Wonderful, Eddie. Well, you know, we're doing okay. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, well, let me ask you this question, okay?
All right.
And this, I won't do this comparison again, but I'm going to do it for the sake of, you know, just proving a point here. So, you know, when Baker Mayfield was here and he was playing through that injury, okay, that was probably the worst year that he was here playing through that injury, and he was able to bounce back and have a really good year with Tampa Bay. I'm giving them credit. Mm-hmm. So what makes you think, and maybe Deshaun Watson had lesser ability than Baker Mayfield, highly unlikely, it's doubtful.
Right.
But what makes you think that he can't bounce back from the same injury when we saw what he did? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why people are thinking like he can't bounce back with all the ability that he had.
Have I said once that I don't think he's going to bounce back?
Yeah, but everybody always says we don't know how he's going to be.
We don't know how he's going to be, and we're nervous about that because we've seen many guys in Browns uniforms fail after injuries. So we can't help but be nervous. Now, I know that he's different from all those other guys, but we can only go based on what we've seen. So until I see him play well, you mean, come on, Eddie, you know I'm going to be nervous about that.
But I don't know. But you know what, though? I mean, for as bad and okay, so, you know, they paid that money and they expected this kid to, like, take us to the Super Bowl and win, you know, two Super Bowls by now. I get it, okay, based off of his contract. But the reality of it is this guy was really hurt and – Mm-hmm. He still didn't look that bad. I mean, you say he looked bad, but for somebody that was going through the injuries that he had, I saw what an injured quarterback looked like, and I saw an injured quarterback on that.
Well, I've seen an injured quarterback.
Five, four and five interceptions left and right, turning the rock over continuously, not, you know, with all that extra torque.
Are you talking about Baker at Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I saw what an injured quarterback looks like. Yeah. I would have never even known this guy was injured. We were just talking about, he fell off. He was getting – you know, ticking the rust off. You know what I mean? But this guy was hurt. This guy was really hurt. I mean, you said, but we didn't really know.
the extent of his injuries to later on, after, you know, later on. We didn't really know that extent, and it still didn't look as worse quarterback play as we've seen when somebody was injured, when a quarterback was injured, a so-called franchise quarterback was injured. You know, I don't know, Eddie,
his advanced stats are still like in the mid-20s, meaning like Daniel Jones.
Saying that he's injured.
Right. No, I agree, but you're saying, oh, he didn't look that bad. Statistically, he was that bad. I know that he completed 14 of 14 in the second half against Baltimore, which tells you how bad all the rest must have been, that his numbers are still that bad.
Lima, the bottom line is, even at his worst, he still wasn't turning the ball over. He still now was he doing the things that we want him to do? Like, I guess we'd rather have him. We want 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, whether it means 6 wins or 10. You know, we want the stats. We just want to see.
No,
the
I would, Eddie. I would say I want a guy I have confidence that in those unfortunate third and long situations, because Andrew Berry talked about it yesterday. You just don't want to be in third and long. That's why we're changing up the offense. We're going to throw more and put them into advantageous positions. Third and long is what separates all the great quarterbacks in this league, because eventually, in a big game, when you're up against it, you're going to be down a score, you're going to be third and long, everybody on the field knows you're going to be passing the ball. And in those situations, he's been brutally bad with Cleveland. He wasn't in Houston. He actually was really good in Houston. That's why we thought he could be an elite quarterback.
Mm-hmm. They weren't getting W's, so I don't care about that. At the end of the day,
wait, you don't care? Wait, Eddie, you don't care?
It would be a nice consolation prize,
Eddie. Quarterbacks are the guys that can do that. You don't care that he can do that?
So we keep on talking about these quarterbacks. Guys, it's Patrick Mahomes and it's everybody else. You know, it is.
Well, Eddie. I got to run. Okay, we got to get to some other people. And thank you very much for the call. I'm not going to sit there and compare him to Patrick Mahomes. It's never going to happen. At least not at this moment. Okay, maybe we can come back to it next offseason.
I've seen Joe Burrow
hopefully
third and long against the Chiefs and against Patrick. Patrick Mahomes. I've seen him on fourth down. Huge fourth downs goal line.
Hey, hold on now. I did see on third and 20 they get 16 yards against Arizona. They still punt it, but that was a hell of a lot of... Just saying.
What do you mean?
You got 16 yards against Arizona.
Okay.
I mean, you're giving me long third down situations. Yeah. I don't. Maybe if guys didn't get holding calls.
A little bit different between that and the AFC Championship.
I'm trying
game.
Here. What do you want? I'm trying here.
Against Clayton Tune,
Tune's the same as Mahomes.
In October, a little bit different.
Clayton Tune's thrown more NFL passes than you have. It's the best I can say about that.
Guys, anybody who saw Deshaun Watson in Houston, you know that the guy you've seen in Cleveland, not even remotely the same guy. You know it. I get it. We're all looking for some optimism. It's why me and you have not given up on him.
No.
We still think it's there.
I can't. I don't want to. If I give up on him, then what am I supposed to do? If I were giving up on Deshaun Watson, I'd be talking about trading Myles Garrett now because I would want Myles Garrett to go out and be a winner somewhere else. It'd be the same damn conversation we had about Joe years ago. If I gave up on, I'm serious, guys, if I were giving up, I know you guys, some of you guys have these arguments with a lot of people who may hate Deshaun Watson, think Deshaun Watson sucks or any of the other stuff. Guys, it ain't me. So when you say you guys, it ain't me and it ain't Tone. Because if I gave up on the guy and thought that he sucked up the room and thought that he was going to be a problem this year, I'd just be saying, trade Miles. Hell, trade Deshaun. Or excuse me, trade Denzel. Who the hell is my guard? Longtime guard. Why am I? Joel Bitonio. Joel Bitonio. Trade them all. That's what I would be saying. I'd be talking about landing spots for Kevin Stefanski. I'm not saying any of that crap. Because I don't believe any of that crap. I'm a little bit worried about the confidence because I can only speculate. And yeah, you know what, guys? Ain't gonna lie to you. Jason worked me into a shoot. He did. I thought we were kind of past all that. We're never going to be past it. And then all of a sudden I got brought back up again and thrown in my face yesterday morning. And it's a little tough to handle at 9:50 a.m. Fair? Fair. We have a celebrity coming to Cleveland very shortly. But first, Mitch, please.
All right, guys, this is one of the fastest turnarounds I've had in getting a clip onto the show because
just play the clip.
About 10 minutes ago, a conversation between Jim Harbaugh and Jonathan Jones over at Chargers Cam. This is from NFL on CBS's X page. And, you know, Harbaugh's is sporting a new look at Chargers Camp, one modeled after one of the hottest names in Hollywood right now. Let's take a listen.
I want to get this right. You took a picture of a movie, and then you went into the lens store and you said, hey, I need these.
Jonathan, you are like the second person who has noticed this other than my daughter, Katie. Yeah, I was watching that movie, The Hitman.
Okay.
With Glenn Powell.
Just call Hitman.
He's having a moment right now.
And I loved him in the Top Gun Maverick. He had a great role there, too. But anyway, he had these glasses on. These aren't the exact ones.
Okay. They're close.
Took a picture of the TV and then went down to the local eye shop. And my prescription was up anyway, so it was time for a new prescription. But what do you got that's close to these? And these are the ones. And they've been treating me right.
Okay, this is not a shot whatsoever. This is not a political commentary. Does he not sound like Joe Biden with his voice?
A little more focused. But
he's
kind
of gravelly. I said we're not taking shots here, guys.
That wasn't a political shot at all.
It sounds like Joe Biden.
I just love his stream of consciousness at all times.
Yes. Yeah,
I wanted to mention about a Glenn Powell movie, but Lima wouldn't let me do it, so forget it.
What do you mean?
Oh, I wanted to talk about Twisters. The week before I went on vacation,
oh,
he's let me
in. Do it. He's the new.
He's
thing,
the guy
right?
in Twisters. Yeah, he's like a movie star now.
Yeah,
it bothered me. Glenn Powell. He was in this movie called Everybody Wants Some, and I was like, oh, the same guy who made Dazed and Confused made this, and it's like he took every leftover idea and just threw it in there. Movie goes nowhere. Terrible movie. And it gave me a bad taste in my mouth about Glenn Powell.
How long is it going to take Jim Harbaugh to get to the playoffs?
A season. I'm picking them to make the playoffs this year.
Oh, this year?
Yeah. I think they're going to run their way into the playoffs.
I mean, we look so often at the quarterbacks, something we got to talk about. So often we're like, look at the gauntlet of quarterbacks in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the coaches?
They're my dark horse to make the playoffs.
I mean,
yeah.
Sean Payton.
Yeah. They're my dark horse to make the playoffs.
Sean Payton was considered one of the most influential coaches of the last 30 years. He's just kind of meandering there with the Denver Broncos. Yeah. Andy Reid, both Harbaughs now. I mean, the Mike Tomlin. This is incredible. And
it's you pretty know, good era for football. That's why they keep making a bunch of money.
Mike Vrabel was coaching. Unbelievably, he's not mm-hmm. anymore for that team.
And he will be next
Let's
year.
Hope he goes to the NFC.
Or he might be going to the Big Ten, for all we know. More on that at another time. Paul in Hudson's been on hold for a while. I want to get to this. Maybe this will change my mind on a couple of things. Paul, congratulations on all your success. You're in Hudson. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I actually just moved here from New Jersey, and I was listening to you guys on the radio, and I am a giant New Jersey Devils fan.
Okay.
And Blitzer owns that team. And mm-hmm. what he's done with the team is he put the right guys in charge, and he's invested heavily into it, and he really wants to win. Right? Just looking in the offseason for the Devils, we got our biggest hole with goaltenders. He went and got two of them in the offseason to get a good tandem. We have, like, one of the best players in the game, Jack Hughes, with a top 20, like a top 20 contract. He's a top 5 player in the game. And then if you look at the guy's MLS team, because he owns Real Salt Lake, which is, I believe, third in the West right now.
Okay.
He went and spent money on Christian Arango and Diego Luna. And those both of those guys are carrying that team. I mean, Luna should be playing with the Olympic squad.
Paul, this
right
is
now.
This is really good. Hold on now. How long has he owned the Devils?
He's owned the Devils since, I believe, 2015, and they were in a sorry shape at that moment.
Well, they were still 38 and 39 last year, from what I'm seeing. Now, obviously, I don't know much about the Devils, but yes.
They needed goaltenders.
It was goaltending.
That's a very
the two
important
goaltenders that they had dropped off a cliff from the previous year, because if you look at the year before, they were a 106-point team.
Okay.
So the problem was, and they went out and got Jacob Markstrom, who's top 5 goaltender in the league out of Calgary. They made the big trade, and they didn't even give up much. Everyone's very excited.
I'm just saying this about David Blitzer. Like, I don't know the guy from anything. I do know that he owned the Devils. Well, he's saying that he's putting the right people in charge. He's letting them run the organization. Guardians. My whole point of it, Paul, and Paul, thank you very much for the call and for listening. We appreciate it. The reason why I brought all of that up when it comes to Paul Dolan is that Paul Dolan, for all the problems that people have with the, what did you say, cost sensitivity?
Yeah.
For the cost sensitivity, has put the right people in place. I don't know what he makes from the baseball team. Yes, I was critical of his brother running for Congress. Yes, I was. There's been a lot of criticisms that I've thrown towards Paul Dolan. But in the end, he has found a way to hold on to very talented people in the front office and a good manager. They've picked another good manager, it seems. They have had a good farm system. They've been a competitive baseball team. And I would like that to continue when eventually he gives up the reins on that. But I do not have any visions of grandeur that if David, I think David Blitzer will invest what he can invest in the organization. I think he might make a splash move at the very beginning when he takes over principal ownership to get people on his side. I think that's probably a good political thing. But I'm not thinking that he's going to spend into the red on this team. I haven't, and I'm never going to trick myself into thinking that until it's proven. One guy was willing to spend himself, quote-unquote, into the red on their team, and that was Dan Gilbert. That was it.
I've just always figured that when they officially become the owners, if that does happen, they'll make a splash like every new owner in sports always does.
Yes.
They always make a splash, and then they'll run the team like a business, but like everybody else.
But I do respect what the Guardians are, and if David Blitzer were to run it mostly the same way, I wish he would invest a little bit more. Maybe they can afford a little bit more. I don't know. But if they could, then I would respect him as much as I respect Paul Dolan, and I do respect the owner. All right, you want to tell everybody who's coming to town?
This is huge news. We have been the town that has become the most skipped over town for artists and celebs that are coming into Cleveland.
We
or
go
they've
from,
just skipped them and they go to other places like Indianapolis.
From David, what the hell's the new owner of the Guardians or the new minority owner?
Blitzer.
David Blitzer to David Gilbert. Tell everybody who it is. Almost said David Geffen.
It is.
I swear to God.
Haley Welsh.
Do we just tell people to Google that and just leave it go? I really don't know if you want to make the noise or make the sound or say the phrase.
Well, that's what they call her, though. They
okay.
call her
the you can say the phrase.
Yeah, why can't I say the phrase?
I don't know if I want you to say the phrase.
Phrase that pays.
I mean, I don't have to. I think if you just Google her, you'll know what we're talking
about.
And
that's what I was telling people to do. Hello.
Knowledgeable meme in the last month.
Yes.
Yeah, we said way worse. You've said way worse than
probably.
That. You're like the guy that swears on the radio more than anybody. And I
no,
can't
that's
say,
not true.
And I can't say Haktua.
That's not true. I don't cuss it much
you
at
said
all.
Bolsheviks earlier, and I don't like
oh,
that.
Oh, he did say that.
Oh, I like that. Did that don't remind you of Johnny Dangerously or something?
It reminds me of a meeting after the show.
I mean, we had Taylor Swift skip Cleveland. We had other big-named groups skip Cleveland.
Listen,
and she's coming.
If I can't keep the Bolshevik dynasty alive, who else is going to? I know my European history.
That's how she spells her
Where's
name,
she going to be at, by the way?
No, it isn't.
Yes. Yeah. I think this name's spelled right. Where's she going to be at, by the way?
She's going to be at the farm.
On Saturday?
Yes. Yeah, WrestleMania in town. Not WrestleMania, SummerSlam.
I love this country.
It's the WrestleMania of the summer.
That is not sarcastic. That's not cynical. I love this
good
country.
For her.
I love this country. That girl was out having a good time with her friends, said something into a microphone. They got to be paying her five figures to party.
Look at how Kim Kardashian.
I love this country. I love that that's a possibility.
Kim Kardashian's a billionaire now and like widely respected as one of the elite marketers and businesswomen of our time.
You can't do that anywhere else. The freedom that we enjoy. I'm dead serious. I love it. Good for her. Good for her. Get every single moment. Get every single second of the 15 minutes. Good for you. All right, podcast coming up after the show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!